and we have no financial relationships to disclose. This California Walks is a statewide network of about 24 local advocacy groups, and we basically have a three-pronged approach on the statewide, regional and local levels. We work on policy change. We are grounded in local and community engagement and empowerment. And then we support the network of 24 local community groups. Community engagement is how we make change. Here is a workshop of the Greenfield Walking Group, which the California Walks youth leaders grew from. And this is the second park that they have changed to make more both walkable with places to play and reclaimed it from being a drug-infested graffiti gang, aggressive dogs, and trash-ridden place that the lights were all broken out of into the first park is one that has people there all the time, and the Greenfield Walking Group has daily walks and Zumba exercise class in the park. And youth play soccer, and there's new playground for the young children to play. And so that's just one example.
And so why youth? Well, youth have a very different perspective of the problems that they have to deal with in their community, because usually it's the adults that aren't really exposed to that because they're out and about, you know, they're always busy and they have their own form of transportation. Many youth have to look for their own transportation, so they see their problems more than adults.
Well, video voice is, you use a flip camera or just any camera to document problems in your neighborhood. It's really effective in showing whoever you go to, say it's Parks and Recs or your government council, how it affects you, and actually seeing it does make a difference compared to someone telling you something. There's no denying that the problem is there.
And so when we teach people about video voice, we do it very simple. It's first we teach them what it is, how we use it, and how they can use it. Then we take them outside so they can like spot out problems that they want to fix. And then from there, they go hands-on and use everything that they learned to record their own video. And then we come back in as a group and show them how to edit, which is pretty easy.
For video voice, we use four simple questions. It's where are we, and it just gives a brief description of where you're at. What is really going on here, and that explains to them what the issue is. Why is it important, and how does it affect us? You just tell them, does it make it harder for you to commute? Does it make you feel uneasy in your neighborhood? And what can we do about it? You just think about who you can talk to, whether it be Parks and Recs, your city council, or your government.
So when you're actually filming it, it's very easy. It's just the person who is the presenter, which is the person in front of the camera, speaking about the problem that they see. The videographer, which is the person holding the camera. Then you have a question holder, which shows you the questions that you just saw. And it's to keep you on track, like what you have to talk about. And an encourager, which is there for you in case you get stuck, so they can like come in and help you.
And video voice does have results. Just this summer, me and Mari Jose went to Kern Cog, which is the Council of Governments in our city. We presented two videos that we'll show you right now about, I did my own pollution, and she did hers on public transportation. Before we went to show them the videos, they had three scenarios on how they would spend money for the next 20 years in our city. And after we presented our videos, they added a fourth scenario, which added money for public transportation and a Safe Routes to School Foundation.
So why does video voice work? It's really easy. Like, I cannot tell you guys how easy it is. Like, we've trained from, like, elementary school kids to adults to, like, elderly and even teenagers. So, and it's really fun, like the little girls in the picture, it was when we did a boot camp for other youth in the summer. And they were, like, having fun with their little vests, and they were, like, having fun speaking about, like, their problems that they face walking to school. Like, anybody can enjoy it. So this is an example of a video voice that we did, like, 5 years ago, roughly, in front of a school. And this one's about a little girl wanting to change the, she has to wait an hour and a half to get home from school.
This is when he went to our CRINCOG meeting, and on the left, it's me and Mari Jose presenting our videos, and on the right is the youth we had a boot camp for in the summer. This was the first video we presented. It was on public transportation.
Chris did on air pollution, because where we're from, we have the number one air pollution in our country, and then number three in the world.
Wow.
It's really bad.
Like I said earlier, they did make a new plan where they would allot money to transportation. Those first three scenarios were the ones they had before, and they were the first two were around highways and more infrastructure for cars. The third one had some money for public transportation, but not a whole lot. And after we presented those two videos, they made a fourth scenario where they gave more money to public transportation.